Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, January 31st, 2018. Welcome to Day 377. The big story coming out of last night is obviously Donald Trump's first State of the Union address, which we'll get to in a minute. First, the memo, TM. The FBI said in a statement that it has, quote, grave concerns about material omissions of fact that fundamentally impact the memo's accuracy, end quote. The Washington Post, New York Times, and Bloomberg are reporting that FBI Director Christopher Wray and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein went to the White House on Monday in hopes of preventing the release of the memo, which was written by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes. Wray told John Kelly that the memo contains inaccurate information and paints a false narrative. Republicans in the House Intelligence Committee voted along party lines on Monday to release the memo, as well as voting against releasing the Democrats' 10-page point-by-point rebuttal of the document. Trump has 5 days to stop the release of the document if he chooses to do so. While the FBI director isn't part of the official White House review process, he was allowed to read the memo on Sunday. Meanwhile, Donald Trump promised 100% to release the memo as he was leaving the House chamber following the State of the Union address. C-SPAN cameras captured Representative Jeff Duncan asking Trump about the memo on a hot mic.
Let's release the memo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't worry. It's 100%. Can you imagine?
Yes, sir.
This morning, Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, quote, there are no current plans to release the House Intelligence Committee's memo, and said that Trump had not, quote, seen or been briefed on the memo's contents. The Washington Post says John Kelly, meanwhile, said the memo will, quote, be released here pretty quick, end quote. The Justice Department previously warned that the memo's release could compromise intelligence gathering and threaten national security. Next, CNN and Axios are reporting that Trump asked Rod Rosenstein if he was on my team during a December meeting at the White House. Quote, of course, we're all on your team, Mr. President, Rosenstein, who wanted Trump to push back on the Nunes memo, told Trump. Trump, however, wanted to know where Robert Mueller's Russia investigation was going. It's Trump's fourth loyalty request from a Justice Department official. Last year, Trump asked Comey to pledge his loyalty at a private dinner 7 days after the inauguration, which Comey declined. The FBI agent accused of treason wrote the first draft of the James Comey letter reopening the Hillary Clinton email probe. CNN says Republicans have accused Peter Strzok of being a Clinton supporter, charging that the text messages between him and FBI lawyer Lisa Page prove that Mueller's investigation is biased against Trump. Meanwhile, ABC News says the Justice Department turned over documents on a proposed Jeff Sessions resignation prior to his interview with Robert Mueller's team. The documents also included emails with the White House about Michael Flynn. And now back to the State of the Union speech. Donald Trump signed an executive order to keep the Guantanamo Bay prison open just before the start of his speech. During the speech, Trump reiterated the Bush-era notion that suspected terrorists should be treated as unlawful enemy combatants instead of criminals.
Terrorists who do things like place bombs in civilian hospitals are evil. When possible, we have no choice but to annihilate them. When necessary, we must be able to detain and question them. But we must be clear, terrorists are not merely criminals. They are unlawful enemy combatants. And when captured overseas, they should be treated like the terrorists they are. In the past, we have foolishly released hundreds and hundreds of dangerous terrorists, only to meet them again on the battlefield. So today, I'm keeping another promise. I just signed, prior to walking in, an order directing Secretary Mattis to re-examine our military detention policy and to keep open the detention facilities in Guantanamo Bay. I am asking Congress to ensure that in the fight against ISIS and Al-Qaeda, We continue to have all necessary power to detain terrorists wherever we chase them down, wherever we find them. And in many cases, for them, it will now be Guantanamo Bay.
The overwhelming majority of detainees held at the Guantanamo Bay facility were never charged with a crime. Of the 41 detainees that remain at Guantanamo, only 7 are facing any formal charges. And finally, Politico and CNN are reporting that the director of the CDC has resigned following a report that she purchased shares of a tobacco stock after taking charge of the agency. Brenda Fitzgerald bought the shares a month into her tenure as CDC director, where her mission was to convince smokers to quit and keep children from becoming addicted. Tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable death and disease. And in the polls, CNN says 48% of Americans who watched Trump's State of the Union address had a very positive impression of the speech, which marks the lowest net positive rating for a State of the Union address since they started taking these polls in 1998. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, a train carrying members of Congress to their legislative retreat in West Virginia hit a truck, leaving at least one person dead. Two, Trey Gowdy will not seek re-election in 2018. Quote, I will not be filing for re-election to Congress, nor seeking any other political or elected office. Instead, I'll be returning to the justice system, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee said in a statement. Three, the Trump administration is seeking a 72% budget cut to the Energy Department's renewable energy and energy efficiency programs, underscoring the administration's focus on, quote, beautiful clean coal. Four, Secretary of Defense James Mattis wants to ban personal cell phones from the Pentagon. Five, Donald Trump called for Democrats and Republicans to come together in his first State of the Union address while hailing his administration's first year as an extraordinary success that represents our new American moment. And six, head over to the New York Times website for a fact check of Trump's first State of the Union address. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.